From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, hardliners in Iran ban thousands of liberal candidates from upcoming elections. But first, President Bush is in Monterrey, Mexico today, where leaders of the 34-member Organization of American States are meeting. The two-day summit of the Americas is expected to cover a wide range of topics, from free trade and security to immigration. Joining me now from Monterrey is NPR's Jerry Haddon. Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
This summit comes just days after President Bush announced his immigration initiative, and that would offer illegal immigrants in the U.S. a way to become legal, at least for a short period of time. How much attention is that plan likely to get at this summit?
Well, in terms of relations between Mexico and the United States, it's getting a lot of attention. In fact, just about all of the attention at this meeting. President Fox of Mexico is meeting with President Bush this afternoon. And that's what they'll be talking about behind closed doors. Mexicans make up about half of the 8 to 10 million undocumented workers in the United States at the moment. They send home to Mexico about $14 billion a year to their families. So besides oil, that's the number one source of foreign currency for Mexico. So a huge amount is at stake economically, and some kind of an agreement with the United States on regulating workers could facilitate the flow of money into Mexico. Politically, for President Fox, it's also extremely important because after September 11th, an immigration accord which was being negotiated essentially fell off the U.S. radar screens. And with that, Fox lost a lot of political credibility at home because he had promised in his campaign and after being elected that that was going to be the centerpiece of his administration, reaching an immigration accord with the United States. When it disappeared, so did some of his political credibility at home, and this is a chance for him to recoup some of that.
And aside from immigration, what else is expected to be on the agenda?
The summit is essentially focusing on social development and economic development with equity. In other words, how to raise the economic boats of more people in the region. Poverty still is a grave concern throughout Latin America. And as a result of that, there's even a sense of a flagging support or faith in democracies here. And some Latin American democracies are not very old. Only 10 or 20 years old. So there's a real social component to the discussions at this summit. Also on the agenda are security issues. We have seen the United States begin to fingerprint and photograph visitors, including those from Latin America, as they enter the U.S. There's going to be a lot of discussion on how, as a region, countries can work together to prevent terrorism, to work against narco traffickers and so forth. And there's also going to be, behind the scenes, a lot of pushing by the United States for further movement on stalled talks for a hemisphere-wide free trade agreement called the Free Trade of the Americas Agreement, or FTAA, although officially that's not front and center on the agenda.
And Vicente Fox and President Bush have had a strained relationship for some time. They used to be great friends. Is there hope this meeting will mend that?
Well, they'll certainly be smiling and shaking hands. President Fox was clearly annoyed that immigration disappeared off U.S. radar after September 11th. Whether or not this is going to mend that relationship, I think it's too early to say. It's certainly a first step, and that's how President Fox is characterizing it. But again, it'll really come down to what the U.S. Congress can finally hash out with the president and what any final accord will look like. I think only then can we really say whether or not President Fox will be satisfied.
NPR's Jerry Haddon in Monterrey, Mexico. Thanks a lot, Jerry.
Thank you.